This is a Fox News alert. A leak at the nation's highest court. I'm Lee Silasera. Papers from the Supreme Court indicate the justices are preparing to overturn Roe versus Wade. The report originally came from the news website Politico.
This is a draft dated in February. These drafts go back and forth. They can change. Votes can change until it actually is signed off by the nine justices or, you know, whoever, if there are people recused, all of the justices here in the case, till it's signed off and it's issued from the court's office officially as an opinion of the court. It's not the real deal. So this is a draft, if it is legit, as I've been led to believe it is, from February, which means a lot of things could have changed. There could be justices who would read this and say, like, wow, this is sweeping. I'm not prepared to sign into something this sweeping.
Fox's Shannon Bream, a spokeswoman for the high court, said the court had no comment. In February, the Senate fell short of breaking a filibuster to begin debate on a House bill to codify Roe. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is just back from Ukraine, where she and a group of lawmakers met with President Zelensky, saying she got a clearer picture of the dire situation while she was there.
Children are my why I am in Congress, and what they've done to their mothers in front of them, kidnapping them into Russia. This is beyond this, so far outside the circle of civilized human behavior.
President Biden has asked Congress for another round of aid for Ukraine. President Biden's met with the parents of journalist Austin Tice, who was kidnapped in Syria more than a decade ago.
We will continue to do everything we can to bring him, and as we do with any American, home.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki. The Tices were at the White House Correspondents Association dinner Saturday night, where the president said he wanted to meet with them while paying tribute to journalists who are missing or detained. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The number of carjackings is going up, and authorities say juveniles are often the suspects.
Chicago police report almost 560 carjackings throughout the city so far this year, with 56% of suspects juveniles. And the problem is not just isolated to Chicago.
I fear that we will be here in this horrible place again.
New Orleans prosecutor Jason Williams recently charging a 17-year-old boy, a 16-year-old girl, and two 15-year-old girls in the carjacking death of a 73-year-old woman in the city of Minneapolis. Seeing triple the number of carjackings and suspects arrested are often between the ages of 11 and 17. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Supreme Court has unanimously ruled that the city of Boston violated free speech rights of a conservative activist when it refused to fly a Christian flag on a flagpole outside City Hall. The merger between JetBlue and Spirit Airlines looks like it's dead.
JetBlue Airways' offer for Spirit Airlines has been rejected by the Spirit board. The concern is that a deal might not make it past regulators. Spirit is sticking with its plans to merge with Frontier Group Holdings. JetBlue had offered to pay $2.9 billion in shed assets and even to pay a $200 million breakup fee if the deal wasn't completed because of antitrust reasons. The Justice Department is already challenging JetBlue's alliance with American Airlines in New York and Boston. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Google says it's increased the number of options to keep personal information from appearing in online searches. It will now allow people to ask that their information like phone numbers, email addresses, and home addresses be eliminated from online search results. The new policy also allows people to remove other information that may put them at risk for identity theft. I'm Lee Silasara, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.